Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
In front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
What's going on, everybody? This is Adam Potash, and I'm with Victoria Bays, as always. Bays sounds so much better than Potash, I think.
Like, do you think?
I don't know. Bays. Sounds Bays. Like,
no? Well, when you say it like that, you can definitely put a cool spin on it.
Yeah. So welcome to the Approach Podcast. As always, we have some amazing health topics to talk about. What did we talk about last week? We talked about India, right?
So we talked about India. Yeah. All of your adventures and the foods in India.
Yeah. I think I'm just getting back to normal and you know, time frame and sleep and schedule and all that good stuff. So it took a little while.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it was an 8-hour difference or something. But so today we were going to talk about supplements because I think that's a pretty hot topic, you know, supplements and vitamins. And, you know, I always think people go down this rabbit hole of taking 20, 30, 40 different supplements that they don't know where to stop and what to stop doing and whatever.
Yeah. And I've seen that online, people sort of taking handfuls of vitamins and, you know, and you sort of think, and also if you look at the ingredients of different vitamins and minerals, sometimes you're really kind of doubling up on a particular, you know, you've got vitamin A in three different things that you're taking and vitamin D in four of them. And it's, but it is a minefield. It is really difficult to know what is the right thing to do.
Yeah. And again, I think it's just one of those things. I mean, well, first of all, like if you go to like the, you know, the pharmacy or whatever, there's aisles upon aisles that are devoted to supplements of every kind, every shape and size, and it's crazy. I don't remember that as a kid. Is it like that in the UK?
Oh yeah, there's supplements everywhere. It's huge over here.
Yeah, I just don't remember as a kid like it being such a big thing. I mean, now it's like again, like I want to say like our local RX store, like CVS, like has like three or four aisles devoted to supplements.
Yeah, it's really difficult because I don't remember when I was younger taking any supplements, and I've spoken to my mum about it and she said, oh no, I definitely didn't give you guys anything. But I have such a pressure to, like, your doctors here will say, make sure your children are taking a multivitamin up to age three. And then at age three, they go on a different one from age three to seven. And, you know, it's crazy because we definitely didn't have that when we were younger.
So here as a kid, I don't know, like we did like Flintstone vitamins. I don't know, like, did you have those over there?
Yeah,
like,
I know those ones. We
such
have
useless Isaac, vitamins, right? Like it was like nothing.
Yeah, Isaac has a Peppa Pig one that he takes, which is for his omegas. Uh-huh. And he has that because he follows a plant-based diet. So he has a little omegas. Vitamin, and then he takes a multivitamin as well, which I think it's
a
Marvel.
Is it in a gummy form?
Oh, what kind of form is it? So it's gummy.
So gummy form isn't the best, as you probably already know. Like, you know, it's the disc or like the chewables are actually one of the best vitamins you're going to take vitamins. The gummy, it doesn't pack as much punch, so to speak. But I know for the kids, it's an easy thing to get in the do.
So easy. And to be honest, it's for me, it's just a top up for him. I'm pretty confident that he gets most of what he needs through his diet anyway. So at least I always know, always got a little bit of top up from those. But you looked into making your own vitamin. Is that
I spent months, probably 6 months years ago doing, I wanted to do like a green powder. I wanted to do like one of these, you know, ones that had like 30 different, you know, ingredients in it. It was going to do great. We were so excited about it. Just got caught up with other things and my meal delivery service kind of was taking off at the time. So I kind of had to like choose one. I couldn't do both. But yeah, I was good at doing it. I thought they were great. I thought it was an easy thing. But again, there's a lot of like misinformation out there, and like everyone could just come up with one. I just wanted to do like the right one and have it organic and really have it like, you know, be impactful rather than just throwing out some random supplements that really didn't do anything. So it took some time. It took some effort. It took some money, obviously. But again, my meal delivery service was taking off. This was years ago. And so I had to kind of just choose. And it was great. We had the one that we created was great. It really, really was good. But, you know, maybe again, I'll pick it back up.
And so what's your advice then in terms of when somebody comes to you and says, what vitamins and supplements should I be taking? I know it is obviously dependent person to person, but say coming into the winter months, there's a lot more around. I feel like I'm catching a cold constantly from Isaac coming home from nursery. Like what extra things do we need to be supplementing?
So one of my, so I really have almost no supplements in my house. It's pretty weird, but we like I have like zinc and I have like, you know, vitamin D and B like, but like, we don't really use them. One that we will. So Rachel right now is actually feeling a little under the weather. She traveled to New York for the weekend. So obviously the plane, a quick trip, you know, lack of sleep, you know, that kind of stuff. So she's not feeling 100%. We have what's called wellness, and it's, I like live and die by this multivitamin. I like the form that it comes in. It almost looks like a horse pill. Like it's like a, my kids are traumatized for life for me trying to like shove this down their throat when they were a kid. They have such like PCOS, dramatic,
PTSD,
excuse me. you know, I'm a health coach. I'm talking about PCOS, PTSD. For me, like grinding up this like multivitamin, like putting it with like Gatorade or something. But that's really the only thing that we have here. And I swear by this just because of the form that it is. It's like, it's like a compacted vitamin. It's not in a capsule. It's not in, in a gummy. It's the actual vitamin that you're taking. And again, it's a big, big pill, and I can swear by it. I've been taking it only when I'm under the weather or, you know, anybody's under the weather, it like bounces you right back.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
And so are there any particular vitamins that we need to look out for more in the winter to help?
Well, D, I think, is the main one, right? D and iron, right? Like, I mean, I don't know how it is in the UK, but like, you
know. Not nice.
Not getting out much.
No, exactly. So obviously vitamin D, iron. Why iron?
Well, just part of the whole, like, I think like we're being indoors, we're not getting enough iron, especially, you know, you're vegan or vegetarian, you know, that's one thing that you might want to look out for, or Isaac, you know, I think Adam's getting plenty of iron with all of his meat.
He's fine.
But I mean, like, listen, you're doing spinach and stuff like that, I assume, but I don't think it, you know, really translates the same way as meat might or whatever. You'd probably have to do quite a bit of things like that to get the same bang for your buck. I mean, iron, D, you know, I know when I was in Germany, zinc was like a big thing over there. Everyone was taking zinc. I don't know, in the UK, is that the same?
Like, zinc and magnesium at the moment, especially for women's health, are talked about all the time.
Yeah.
There's a lot about making sure that your hormones are balanced and stuff by taking the right supplements with regard to zinc and magnesium. I don't know how much, it's not something I've looked into much, but it's something that I see a lot of comments about for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, you know, take vitamins almost as needed. You know, I'm not a huge fan personally of taking anything daily. Cause again, you just kind of go down that spiral. I'm taking a multivitamin. Oh, I'm taking D. I'm taking like, and she's like, where do you stop down this?
Yeah. For sure.
And we should, and I know there's this big controversy, like we should be getting our nutrients through food, but then our food has been stripped of nutrients. And so,
you
know, I don't know, maybe it's a little conspiracy theory of like the big supplement industry trying to get us to purchase more. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. But I do think that people should be trying to look to food and a healthy, active lifestyle to get as many of those vitamins and, you know, nutrients as possible so that they don't have to supplement. But I think, you know, it definitely settles my mind with Isaac knowing he's taken one every day.
And I think that's for most people, right? For most people, they go, I'm going to take, and it's going to do the job of maybe what I'm not getting, or, you know, right. Sure.
Yeah. But an interesting thing, just coming back to iron, because I know that iron absorbs into your body better if it's taken alongside vitamin C. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's what's really interesting to me is, if I was speaking with a vegan nutritionist a long, long time ago, and she said that a lot of making sure that you get your iron in as a vegan is to make sure that you're pairing those two things naturally when you're eating food in the same way that a supplement would pair those two things up. And when you really deep dive into, you know, supplements and vitamins, there are loads of those where this one can only be, you know, can be absorbed at its best next to this one and next to this. And it'd be so interesting to know how that translates in terms of food.
Sure. Yeah. Like I was just saying, another one, like turmeric really gets activated through pepper. And that's, you know, for inflammation and things like that. So yeah, there's a lot like that. And again, I think we can all go down this spiral of analysis paralysis of just trying to figure out. And that's why, again, I personally just go back to, if you're feeling good and looking good and, you know, you're eating healthy, you know, you're doing 90% of the work right there. And everybody's different, and everybody's, you know, you might be lacking one vitamin genetically, and I might be lacking, you know, another. And in that case, you know, you can supplement, but that's, and again, like it's a supplement. It's not a, it should just be a supplement, right? Supplementation of, you know, what you should be getting.
Yeah. Awesome. I know we get loads of questions all the time from members about supplements. So I'm sure they'll be really, really happy to listen to this podcast and get some of those answered. But if people do have further questions, then just chuck them over to us on social media about that.
Yeah.
Do you want to move on to some things that members have commented this week?
Yeah, for sure. I was just thinking of two other things that I have in my house. Like I'm a big fan of berberine. Again, not that I take it too often. I have hereditarily genetic high cholesterol. So berberine is supposed to help with that naturally. So I take that from time to time. That's one of the only ones that I do. But again, it's a genetic thing for me. So rather than be on like a statin or you know, a medication, I'd rather just go about my life in the most natural way possible.
Yeah. So I guess then if people are feeling under the weather, the best thing to do is to have a blood test done to let you know what you're sort of actually lacking in, rather than just sort of going to the pharmacy and shooting blind at various different.
And again, that the supplement wellness, you guys can look it up and get it from Amazon. I think it's one of the best, just because from my personal experience, if I'm ever feeling under the weather, like I can really bounce back with that with just in a couple of days of a big multivitamin.
Awesome.
Yeah. So questions.
So first one is actually, it's less of a question. It was a member just letting us know what she does. One thing that she takes every evening at 7 p.m. is activated charcoal. And she wanted to know your opinion about that.
So the only time I've ever taken charcoal is if I've really got like a bug or an infection or some stomach issues going on. That's really what I know it as. I wouldn't ever like take that, daily. You know, daily. Yeah. That's the only time I've ever, and I have active charcoal, but I would never take it daily. It's almost if, you know, if I've eaten something bad, stomach issues, things like that. So, I don't know too much else about it just because I've only known it for those resources.
For that purpose.
Yeah.
Another comment that we had this week on social media was somebody basically could not believe their eyes that rice was okay to eat on a diet plan. I don't know if you saw that. comment, but
I've seen it quite a bit.
So I think you were doing sort of three different meals that people could have throughout the day. One of those ingredients was rice within the meal to break your fast. And honestly, the shock that people have, what, rice is okay? And we know that we talk all the time about this being a lifestyle, and you want to include as many different foods as you can to have, to still enjoy food and be excited about food. But so let's just talk a little bit about rice.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess this came about maybe 80s, 90s, where, like, you know, some diet, maybe the South Beach diet or the Atkins diet, like, started telling people, like, no rice, rice is the devil. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but look at, like, the Asian culture. I mean, like,
yeah,
they're living to 110, 115 years old, and they have rice almost every meal. I don't know what the issue with. I don't know where the issue with rice came in. I mean, rice is fine. Yes, it's almost like a simple carbohydrate, but it's a natural carb rather than like a processed carb. One of the coolest things, I spent some time in Vietnam going back like 20 years now. And one of the coolest things is see rice kind of made. There's like a machine that all the rice goes in. It takes like the husk off the rice, but it does it at such like a rapid speed. It's pretty neat to watch. There's never an issue with rice, and I don't know where that came about. We put rice in our first meal of the breakfast meal. Just because, you know, the heavier carbohydrates towards dinner typically weigh on us, and you're still digesting them, towards bedtime. You just don't want that happening. Rice is great. Yeah. I love rice. And there's so much, it's so versatile too.
Yeah. It's quite often I start cooking and then I just think, I don't even know what's going to go with this. And I bet, oh great, I'll just throw a load of rice in. So easy.
Some stir-fry rice and vegetables. Exactly. Yeah.
So another member has said, my weight loss is very, very slow, not because I don't eat healthy or exercise, but because of my metabolism. Is that normal?
Yeah, I'm going to call like BS on that. Like, everybody just kind of goes to, oh, I have a slow metabolism. I think when people do a lot of things and bounce around with different diets and trends and stuff like that, yes, you can wreak havoc on your metabolism just because of the inconsistency that you're, you know, doing to your body. But once you start doing the right thing and give it a little time, I think your metabolism really kind of gets back in shape. And that's one of the reasons that we do the three meals in our program rather than just doing two bookend meals, like I call it. That third meal, I think, does have tremendous benefit on our metabolism, especially something like a fruit, or just having that meal in between can speed things up and get things going. But I think, you know, our bodies are amazing. Once you start doing the right thing for your body, it kind of just figures things out. It might take a little bit longer depending on how long you've been on some crazy diets and bounced around, stuff like that. But I think if you give it some time, you'll see that it works its way out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
So have you ever had like metabolism issues or anything?
No, not really. I mean, when I was so sporty growing up that I just never really had reason
sporty
to
spice.
About what I was. That was me. I honestly played every sport. We were just nonstop sport all the time. And that went way through into sort of my late 20s. Mm-hmm. It was only after I sort of naturally stopped playing sports. And obviously I was acting, so I was always dancing. So I was just always very active until I stopped that career. Mm-hmm. And then I hadn't realized quite how much my exercise contributed to me staying fit and healthy. So as soon as that stopped, I really felt like, oh gosh.
Especially at that time in your life, right? That's like a time where
a lot of that sort of natural younger metabolism and just slowed down, and then I wasn't exercising as much, and you do start to just think, oh gosh, okay, I really do need to relearn my body and, you know, how I can stay healthy.
Well, that's another thing too, right? Like, people don't realize, like, when you're a kid, you're burning thousands of calories just on a daily basis doing your normal life. And then when we become adults, we become so sedentary with, you know, jobs that we're sitting down all day, and people are like, oh, my body's messed up. No, you changed your entire life, you know, in the matter of a few years. And I get it, you know, kids and job and all that stuff, but that's what you've done. It's not your body. It's what you've done to your body.
Yeah. And that was the thing for me. I'd gone from being an actress who was constantly up and down the country training every morning. I mean, we would be in yoga by 6 a.m. every morning, ready to then get up and walk to wherever our rehearsal was or whatever. Like, we were just active all the time. Then a dance class, and then we'd do like trapeze classes just because it was fun. Like,
oh, I got to see some photos of this stuff. Come on.
But then I, like, when I decided to step away from that career, I then started working from home and running businesses. And as amazing as that was, it is so just sedentary and at home and just focused and all on a computer. And yeah, that was a huge, huge difference for my body to go from just a very, very naturally active lifestyle that I didn't even think about.
Yeah. And it's a change that you made. Again, it wasn't necessarily your body. Yeah. It was just the change that you, the habits that you started to instill weren't the same.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we got lots of exciting stuff going on in the approach as always. I mean, like, it's so crazy how we're just like full steam ahead in our program. There's so many people joining the program this week alone. We've had over 300 people download our app this week, which we just were discussing earlier.
This weekend
we had it was close to 300 people download the app. So lots of exciting stuff going on. We're always excited about the program and introducing this to so many new people out there. Obviously we have our Lose a Turkey by Thanksgiving challenge happening this week. So that has launched. So excited for everyone who joined that. We're going to be giving away some awesome prizes. If you happen to miss that, no worries. We're always doing some other fun stuff in the program. And you can just, you know, if you're looking to get healthy, you know, one thing we talked about is, you know, everybody always waits till New Year's. I mean, it's such a silly thing to do. Like, get ahead of the game. If you want to lose weight, like, no time like the present. If you want to get healthy, like, be 2 months ahead of everybody else. Like, what are you waiting for?
Exactly.
You know, the average weight gain, I think, is between like 6 and 12 pounds between the holiday season, between between Halloween and New Year's, right? You got Halloween.
Yeah.
You got Thanksgiving for us Americans. You know, you got Christmas, you got New Year's, where everyone just seems to take their holiday and eat a little more. And so, So I, you know, lose weight this holiday season instead of gaining weight like you've done each and every year.
Yeah. And start the new year feeling good about yourself rather than giving yourself a hard time.
Sure. Sure. No excuses. Well, awesome, Victoria. Thank you for the awesome topics today.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
If you guys want more information about the program, you can always download the app. Just go to the App Store or the Play Store and download The Approach, or go to jointheapproach.com.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.